Hello, and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. The greater prairie chicken is one of Missouri's rarest birds. There are actually fewer than 300 left in the state, so the opportunity to see one is coveted by nature lovers, even when it means getting up before dawn on a Saturday and making the trip down to Wakanta Prairie, which many of the remaining chickens call home. About 40 people have turned up to the Missouri Department of Conservation's El Dorado Springs office for one of a handful of greater prairie chicken viewings the department is organizing this spring.
We're going to see greater prairie chickens.
After a brief orientation, the attendees hop onto two buses, one led by wildlife biologist Matt Hill and the other by Max Alliger, the department's grassland coordinator. After a short drive down a county road, the buses pull over, a couple of hundred yards away from a lek, an area of shorter grass the chickens use as a staging ground for their mating ritual. As the windows are lowered, the bird watchers take up positions along the bus, speaking quietly and using their assorted binoculars, cameras, and spotting scopes to scan for the elusive species. They spot a handful of chickens.
They have a very firm hierarchy, and the most dominant birds are usually toward the center.
Seven prairie chickens, all male, strut around the lek. Their bright orange air sacs along their neck inflate, and their long pinnae feathers stick straight up. They stomp their feet and run at one another, with an occasional interruption.
Oh, there's a hawk. See that low flying hawk?
Yeah.
That's what flushed.
On this morning, there's a southerly wind carrying the chickens' noises away from the bus, so it's hard to hear if they're making their distinctive booming noises, which sound like this. That sound is from an informational film the Department of Conservation put out back in the late 1940s. Even then, their numbers were declining.
Cultivation of the grasslands has almost destroyed the prairie chicken's habitat. Most of its traditional sites are now farms. And a wild, untamed creature now lives precariously next door to man.
Since then, the chickens' numbers have continued to drop. For about a decade in the early 2000s, they disappeared entirely from Wakanta. The chickens that live here today were introduced from Kansas. Back on the lek, a couple of elusive hens make a cameo appearance, but they don't stay for long. After about an hour, the windows roll up and the buses head back to the conservation office, where some of the chicken watchers stick around to chat. Zoe Kaywood is originally from Lamar, Missouri, and grew up with prairie chickens.
As a child, we saw prairie chickens. You know, we didn't recognize them as that special.
She says it's been almost 20 years since she's seen one.
Oh, it was great. Wonderful seeing those little birds. You know, they're so proud of themselves, trotting around and looking so good.
For Alliger, these viewings have an even greater significance.
The fact that we're able to share this with Missourians at all is a testament to the hard work that our staff do and the quality habitat that we're able to maintain on the landscape.
But the greater prairie chicken's future is far from assured. The 3,000 acres of Wakanta Prairie might seem like a lot, but for prairie chickens, it's not.
We need to add more acres of better managed grassland, and that's why we work with our farmer and rancher neighbors to try to improve more acres everywhere we can.
That's it for this week's edition of Missouri Environment. Thanks for joining us. You can find this story and others on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastián Martínez.